Grant actually left for a game when I was still in the hospital. He actually took a helicopter to the game and then helicopter back to the hospital afterwards.
What's up, everybody? I'm Maria Martin, the host of Married to the Game, and we're going to keep it rolling with another episode. But this time we have a first. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the first soccer or football wife joining me on this episode. Brianne Guzan, or Brie, is the wife of longtime Atlanta United goalkeeper Brad Guzan. Listen, she is superwoman. She's a mom of four, juggling the demands of an MLS schedule with Brad being so busy, and four kids with many different interests in their life. She's got a background in nursing. She went along the journey of soccer with Brad all the way to England. The conversation goes in a million different directions, and it is so fantastic. We're going to talk about all of it. Buckle up, everybody, because this is an incredible episode filled with a lot of laughs, honesty, and a tribute to the Atlanta United fans. It is my pleasure and honor to share with you Brie Guzan. This is Married to the Game. Okay, Brie, welcome to Married to the Game. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
One of the coolest things is that you're the first soccer wife, or football for many places in the world, that I've had on this podcast. So I'm really pumped about that. I'm assuming that you love soccer just as much as Brad does.
Yes, soccer is our life. It's becoming our son's life. You know, he's looking up to dad and following in his footsteps.
That's awesome. Okay. And one of the things that I love to do on this podcast is talk about the origin story between you and Brad, because you met somehow way back in the day. You guys have been married for a minute. You've got a ton of kids, so we'll get into all of that. But how did you guys meet?
So we met in high school a long time ago when I was 16 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And we started dating. We went to a small Catholic high school in Illinois, and we've been together ever since.
That's incredible. So tell me about those first meetings between you guys, if you can remember when you were 16.
Yeah. Actually, he came to my house with a bunch of friends, and we started talking. And then like a month later, he asked me out. And again, like it feels like a million years ago now, but I got to go to his prom. Then he came back and took me to my prom. And then we did the long distance thing, what seemed like forever. And then right when I was about to graduate nursing school, he proposed. And then we had a long engagement because I had to work to have my license be active. And then we got married in summer of 2011.
I'm sure you thought about this timeline so
yeah.
often. No, you haven't thought about this in a long time.
Yeah, we've been together. We'll be our 22 years together.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's awesome. And so you've been there, you know, from the genesis of his career, and you've been there, you know, from the very beginning. And as I understand it, he missed the Gold Cup for you guys to get married. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about how that.
I mean, I don't know. That was such a long time ago. I mean, of course, soccer is all year round. And if you're not playing with the club, you are playing with the national team. So there really was never a good time to get married.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we just kind of have to pick a date and stick with it, because I mean, there was always something coming up.
That's
luckily our kids decided to be born when he was home, but like quickly leaving for a game.
wait. Okay. So I want to get into the kid thing, but I think that's a good point to mention. There's never really a good time to really do anything. You know, people don't understand, like when I was trying to get married, and football now, of course, is year round. And people were asking me, when are you going to get married? And I said, well, I don't know, because there's not a good time for us to get married. Clearly not the fall, because football, that would be just out of the question. But I wanted to get married in the spring. I didn't want to be outside in Florida in June or July. And so we did it, and it was hard, but you just kind of got to pick it and roll with it. So it worked out for you guys too.
Yeah, exactly. Brad was in the Premier League then. And so this, like the end of May, summer was when he was off. So that was when we got married. We got married in June.
Oh, that's awesome. And you said your kids weren't born, and you have four kids, right?
We have four kids, yes.
And all of them were born at a good time?
And, well, no, I mean,
Okay.
I mean, no, he always had a game. So when I had our first, it was, he came early because our doctor was like, okay, yeah, we want dad to be around. So he came early. And
Yeah.
then the same thing kind of happened with our daughter. But Brad actually left for a game when I was still in the hospital. He actually took a helicopter to the game and then helicopter back to the hospital afterwards.
So you were you going in labor and then he had
No,
to go play?
I already had had the baby at this point. Our first two were born in London, England.
Okay.
So he went, I believe he went to Manchester for a game from London. I mean, again, that was like 7 years. Our daughter just turned 7, so that was 7 years ago. So it's hard for me to remember which game he was going to, but I know he took a helicopter there because I'm like, this is crazy. I can't believe we're doing this. And he's like, yeah, I'll be back in a couple hours. I'm like, okay.
What's going through your head? I mean, clearly he's there for when the baby is born, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's great that he was there. But what's going through your head when you're like, you have this new baby, he's getting in a helicopter, he's gonna go play. You're like, what
Yeah.
the heck?
Well, then I worry. I'm such a worrier. So I worry about like him then because we were fine. I was healthy, the baby was healthy, so things were fine. And then when I was having our second, my mom and my cousin was in town watching our first. So it was fine. It worked out. It worked out.
In some crazy way. I mean, it always does, but it takes a little bit to get there, obviously. And you guys lived in London for a little bit. How was that?
Yes, we actually lived in Birmingham for the most of the time that we were in England, and then the last year was in Darlington. So when he played with Middlesbrough, so it was the I loved loved Birmingham. It was such a cool city feel, you know. It was the set when I first was moving there. I was like, oh, I didn't really know how customs was that you needed your exact address of where you were going to
Oh
be. I'm like,
no.
oh, I'm going to Birmingham. They're like, Birmingham's the second biggest city in England. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like texting Brad the address, where we're gonna be, things like that. And then yeah, we lived there a while and it was just you walked everywhere. It was, you know, like we totally got that European feel of just like walking everywhere. It was amazing. I never even drove there because we just walked everywhere.
Little bit different here, huh?
Yeah, very, very different here. Very different.
You drive everywhere.
Everywhere. And now with so many kids, I mean, we live very close to the park. They're like, do you walk? I'm like, now with this many kids, I'll be like carrying the house with me along with
You're
these kids who won't walk or won't stay in the stroller and things like that.
So when you were over there in Europe, clearly soccer or football, as it's called, obviously in Europe, it's very different. And Atlanta United has such a good fan base, and it's one of the best that I've seen, if not, well, they are the best fan base in the country in terms of attendance and all of that. But it's definitely different in Europe. Tell me what the vibe was like whenever he was playing over there.
I mean, it was amazing. And I tell all our friends, even if they're not football fans or soccer fans, I'm like, you need to go to a football game there because it is a totally different atmosphere than what you're used to here, right? Like, it's just as soon as the game starts, it's silence. These cheers are going on that everybody knows. And you are born a fan, you know, like your dad was a fan, your grandpa was that fan, and then you become that fan. So it's really, really cool to, you know, that they support a team through the good, through the bad, and that's their team for life.
And they're very invested over there in whatever club is playing and where they're from or whoever they choose. And so, good, bad, and different, there are a lot of things that are said at a game. So, when you're
Yes.
sitting there and Brad is on the pitch, how do you handle
Well,
that?
the best was this guy behind me was just like cursing every other word. And I look and I look, and it's a little guy that's just talking. And it was just so funny. I'm sure there's different rules at the game, like curse words are forgiven.
Yeah, for sure. But it was it ever directed at Brad?
No, I mean, if it was, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You just kind of like either ignore it or you just didn't hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
was your favorite part about being over there?
I mean, this wasn't part of when we were married yet. We were engaged, and it was the semifinal of the Carling Cup, and he saved like so many penalties to get there. It was amazing. And then everyone ran onto the pitch, and it was just
Oh,
so,
that's
so
cool.
cool. So
That's
cool.
really, really cool. And when you guys were there, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys did some, and this probably goes hand in hand with your nursing degree, but you guys did some volunteering when you lived there, right?
Yes, we did. So Brad and I at the Children's Hospital in Birmingham, they have a really big children's hospital there, and I would volunteer there just because I wasn't practicing as a nurse and I missed it, and I kind of wanted to do something with my time because we didn't have kids at that time yet. So it was nice.
And so once you had kids, that all kind of started when you were in Europe, right?
Yes. So our Aiden just turned 9 on
Oh,
April 1st. So yes, we were there, and we lived there with Aiden about 2 years. We had Emmy, and then we moved here to
my
Atlanta.
gosh. I saw the picture. What was it, this summer when you guys, or this past summer when you guys went to the Taylor Swift concert?
Yes. Oh my goodness. That was amazing. So we were not Swifties at the time,
Okay.
but we are now. We are a family of Taylor Swift. Even the boys love it. We play her concert constantly. I mean, Brad knows all the words now too. I just wanted to take her because I thought it would be amazing to
Yeah.
see Taylor Swift and
Sure.
this amazing performance. And we all loved it. So now we are Swifties in this house.
Wait, you would have had me fooled because all the kids had shirts on. You guys all had shirts on when you
Yes. Well, I love a matching shirt any chance I could get.
okay.
So I cricketed some shirts for the Taylor Swift concert.
We love a matching shirt. Do they wear them still?
Yeah. My girl, hers, Emerson says shake it off. So she wears her shirt. I mean, I don't wear my shirt, but I will if I go to another Taylor
Wait,
concert.
what did yours say?
Mine says I'm feeling 22, which I don't anymore.
I don't know. You look 22 to me, but you've
I
had four kids, so you're probably like, I'm tired, you know?
probably haven't slept in 22 years of a night's sleep with these kids.
What is it like navigating four kids and a schedule as busy as Brad's? I mean, even for you to come on this podcast, we had to get Brad to
Yes.
babysit.
I know. So I'm like, I have this call, right? He's like, I'm coming with these kids. Because, I mean, they call me about every 4 minutes. I hear a mom, mom, mom. So
It is definitely hard.
their schedule is nuts. So our oldest is into every sport, and our girl is into dance and softball.
Oh, fun.
Griffin will be in every sport, but he's just 4, so we are saving our weekends a little bit until Brad is done playing and he can help divide and conquer to these crazy games, and the
Now, when
baby's
you,
along for the rides.
yeah, and when you're going to these games too, I'm sure it's different than when you were single and you were going just by yourself, and now you have your family to enjoy it too. How much is that just awesome to be around?
It is. It's so fun to see for them to see that dad is living his dream, and he like had this dream since he was a little boy, and he's actually lived it and in so many different levels. And we were just at the game, and my friend was in town with her three girls, and they were all sitting and watching. And I said, this
Oh, that's
just
so
goes to
fun.
show how big they're getting because they're really interested in the game and they see the good plays and so it's amazing.
And for them, mom knows just as much about soccer, right? I mean, you give
Yeah.
your opinion pretty frequently, huh?
I mean, if they're hard soccer questions, I'm like, let's ask Dad, I'm not really sure.
But you definitely give your opinion to Brad.
Oh yeah, exactly.
What's the biggest thing you gave him grief for on the pitch?
Well, I think now, because our son is turning 9, and every time like he plays baseball, he's like, oh, that was a bad call, that was a bad call. And Brad's like, no, it wasn't. You have to respect what like the umpire is saying. He's like, you have to keep your
That's
mouth shut.
good.
And he's like, but you don't. He's like, I'm an adult. I am playing at a different level. So I think now he's kind of watching Brad, and Brad is realizing he's got little followers, whether or not he wants it
But you don't is so funny. That's
or not.
hilarious. Has he ever gotten in trouble at baseball because of this? Like, oh, my dad doesn't do this.
Yeah, no. Brad is really quick to have him zip his mouth. He's like, Aiden, stop it,
That's really funny. How different is it to watch Brad be on the pitch, and this is his job, this is his dream, all those things, but then be a dad and be, a coach to these young boys that want to play sports and girls?
Well, I mean, so it's different because you would think at the level Brad's at that our children at least would listen to what he said, but they're like, you don't know what you're talking about. You
Of
don't play
course.
baseball, and if it's soccer, and I'm like, I said, Aiden, I think Dad knows a little bit about this, don't you think? And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, maybe. But of course no one wants to hear
Of
it
course.
from their parents. So they definitely listen to their coaches a little bit more than Coach Dad.
That's
Was always
hilarious.
giving tips of how to be better, how to swing better, how to be faster. And but Aiden is following in Dad's footsteps, being a goalie in soccer, and
Oh.
it's really cool to see, because I'm like, this is what you want to do, right? He's like, yeah, for sure. And I'm like, okay, because as a mom, I'm like, oh, this is the
Yep.
most like crashing in positions, and he's always playing the hard positions, I think. Where like the if they score, it's on you
Yeah.
rather than the team.
How do you juggle having kids that play sports and also Brad being in season? How do you do that?
It's very, very difficult. Our weekends are not fun anymore.
I would say
They're
so.
crazy. Yes, they're crazy. They're not relaxing, but the kids love it, so it's fun to see them doing fun things with their friends.
Yeah, and
When
that's a
Brad is
lot.
home, he definitely helps.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk about your nursing background for a second, because I think what's really cool and what I've learned about every single wife that I've talked to is that they have their own things that they are passionate about, were passionate about, they had dreams, they have all these things, and no one gets to see this side of you guys. And that's part of the reason why I started this podcast and why I love it so much. And even the fact that you kind of rubbed off on Brad in volunteering at the hospital. Tell me about why you wanted to get into nursing.
So my mom was a nurse, and I always truly wanted a family, and I wanted to be a mom. So I was in between nursing and teaching, which was her two careers. And she said, I would do nursing because it's a little bit more flexible if you have a family for like hours, or like if you only wanted to do weekends or things like that. So I
Sure.
said, okay, I'll do that. And I practiced for a bit before, moving to England. And then once we did move to England, Brad was always with the national team. So he was traveling at least once a month. So I'd go back to the States and I would pick up a shift, which, I mean, n not many careers could you do that, where you
Sure.
could just come in and pick up a couple shifts when you're in town. And it was wonderful. And I had the best veteran nurses who taught me so much. I was day shift, so they really knew what they were doing. And I just went out to dinner with them this past Christmas when we were back in Chicago. And oh my goodness, it was so nice to see them.
Yeah, and it's something that you can use in your daily life, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with these kids that are constantly bonking themselves. I'm such a nervous mom, and you think being a nurse that I wouldn't, but it's when it's your own, it's like, oh my goodness. Like our pediatrician, I mean, we're there once a week. We're there once a week. I mean, Griffin, of course, when Brad was in preseason, he whacked his head so good. We were in the ER checking if he had a concussion. I'm like,
Oh my gosh, it's boys.
these boys, yes, but my girl, everyone except the baby has had stitches. I'm like, my goodness, you guys, I am just a mess with worry with and Brad's like, why are you always like this? Why are you always so stressed? I'm like, because they get so hurt so fast. Like literally, I'm an arm reach away from them and they fall and they bump their chin.
And there's four of them that you
And
got to
there's
keep track
four of
with.
them and they're everywhere and they don't listen very well. I'm
What
like,
kids do?
I'm like, you're gonna get hurt. Stop doing that. They're like, no, I'm fine. And then they're not fine.
That's hilarious. I mean, what kids do listen? It doesn't matter. Even from listening to Brad to you, it doesn't matter. For you, what is harder, watching your kids play sports or watching Brad play sports?
So lately I'm nervous about Brad because he's had so many significant injuries. I said we just got past the Easter curse because 2022 was when he did his Achilles, and then like last Easter weekend was when he hurt his knee really bad. So when he leaves for every game, we say good luck and don't get hurt because that's what we're most concerned is that he's staying safe for us because these are big injuries now that he's had to overcome.
And especially the
So
older you get, the harder it is to come back from stuff like that.
for sure, for sure. I mean, his documentary though, when he came back from his Achilles, was so amazing to watch because so many people didn't think he was going to be back at his age, and he's like, no, I'm going to be back. He's like, this wasn't going to be the end, and he did, and he's doing so great now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And he's also, and it's not just Brad. And I think that's another reason why I started this podcast is that, he's playing on the pitch, but you were so much a part of Atlanta United, and you were so much a part. This is your life too. This is your whole livelihood is soccer. It's a part of your family. And you guys have been here from the very beginning of Atlanta United. So take me all the way back to the beginning of Atlanta United and just how it has transformed over the years.
I mean, so coming from Europe, you didn't know what kind of team you were like, kind of support you were going to get. And our friends from England actually came shortly after we moved here, and he could not believe the support and the fans. He's like, this is unheard of because, like I said before, you're kind of like born a fan, and that's why you love it so much. But that's not the, I don't know, maybe it is for other sports, but I'm just more in tune with soccer, and that's not kind of how it is. And the fans are wonderful. They're so supportive, and it's just amazing. And for the kids to see the cheers, it's fun. It's so fun. And they're like, oh, do you go to the games? I said, yeah, do you bring the kids? I said, always. I want them to remember dad playing. I want them to just remember it. And I know my older too well. I hope Griffin does. He's 4, and I hope Brad has many more years of playing so that the younger two get to remember these amazing times for them to see dad again living his dream. I mean, I don't ever know how to describe it any other way.
So the MLS Cup run, how cool was that?
Oh, that was amazing. So everybody came in for that. Everybody. I was just pregnant with Griffin. So
Oh,
I was not feeling the best.
I bet.
The game was super late. I remember the game was super late, and the ba Emerson was 2. She was maybe not even 2. She was not even 2 yet. But all our friends came in. My parents came in. Brad's parents came in. His one brother came in, and again, like all his guy friends came in. So the fact that like everyone. I mean, Brad's had the same friends since he was in grade school, high school. So the fact that they were all there and that they won, it was just amazing.
And what do you want people to remember from that run the most?
I don't know. It was just so great. I mean, they almost won this as Border Shield. I think they missed it just by one game. I mean, they were just like on a roll that year. It was so crazy.
And how many kids did you have at the time?
So 2 and 1 on the way.
Oh my gosh. Which
Yeah.
was a
So when they
lot.
won, I'm like, you go celebrate. I'm going to go back home.
Did you go home?
I went home. Yes. I was very newly pregnant, and I mean, it's not like I could have enjoyed any celebration
No, you couldn't have.
anyways.
And you would have been exhausted and you would have needed to go
Exhausted,
anyway.
yes. So he had a great time with his friends and his team. So it was great.
Okay, so we are almost done. It's going to kick us out of this Zoom. So, my last question to you is, what's your favorite part about being a part of the soccer world?
It's crazy how you run into people from the soccer world. It's a very small world, and people that you've seen from the beginning, you see at the end. And I don't know. It's nice to have a community where you are because you are away from home a lot. So you have to like build your own family and your friend group. So it's nice to have that.
Okay, well, it was also so nice to have you on this podcast. I hope that it was fun and easy for you,
Yes.
and I loved
Yes,
having you
of
on.
course. Thank you.
Wasn't she so fantastic? I remember last summer when the Taylor Swift concert was just beginning and going on tour. I know she's still on tour, but seeing that picture of Brad and Brie and all of their kids in their matching shirts was just the best thing on social media. People were talking about it all over Atlanta in the best way. Her kids are so cute and adorable. She's the best mom. And it was just really nice to hear from someone who has a soccer perspective, because we've never gotten that before on this podcast. So very, very excited that she was able to take time out of her schedule to talk with me and share with me a little bit of an insight of their crazy busy life. So it was so much fun talking to Brie, and I can't wait to share even more episodes with you guys coming up. But I'm Maria Martin, and this is Married to the Game.